It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This morning, Bill Rutherford joins us now from Balsam? Balsam Township?
Where are you?
Wabana.
So sorry.
On Bluewater.
All right. There's some blues in there. Have you had your breakfast, Bill?
Well, I've had 3 cups of coffee.
3 already.
Now, tell me about your coffee.
Well, I'm not really too much of a connoisseur. I get specialty coffees now and then, but this morning I'm drinking Folger's Black Silk.
Well, that sounds special. Wow. I mean, you throw the word silk in there. I mean,
that's right. It's a little more expensive than the Folger's Classic.
Nice. You're going all out. Is it strong?
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it if it's not totally black.
Well, you got to swing by here more often, man. This coffee you have here will like melt your tires.
Well, I could do that. Usually, of course, I'm on my way to work about that time in the morning, so I'm drinking my coffee around 6:30 or 6 o'clock.
So does Folgers still have crystals?
You know, I think they do. I never buy that. That's the instant stuff.
Oh.
And that is not very tasty, and it is kind of malodorous. In other words, it smells.
Best part of waking up, isn't it, Heidi?
Well,
John loves commercials. Can you tell?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, let's see. You probably remember, I think Juan Valdez was spokesman for Folgers years ago.
Juan Valdez.
Wasn't there a lady?
Or might have been Mrs. Olson.
That's what I was going to say. There was a lady.
Yes, Mrs. Olson.
I remember that.
Yes, I do.
So I'm thinking no cream in your coffee.
No.
Okay.
No, it's totally natural the way it's supposed to be.
So when you had that fancy foo-foo coffee, do you enjoy it or do you just kind of like...
Yeah, I do. Just normally don't take the time or energy to grind and make it special. So this way, when I get up, I can just fill up the coffee maker and get it going and then do something else while I'm waiting for it to cook.
So we never talk about this, Heidi, really, but we talk about presses. But, Bill, so you're like old school. Can you describe your coffee maker to us?
It's a Cuisinart. It's about, I suppose, 5 or 6 years old, and it works just fine. I do use a French press. I have one in my camper that we use when we're on the road. And I have one here in the house that I use my son and nephew and my brother were here for deer hunting, and so we needed to fill quite a few thermoses in the morning, so then I used the French press as well as the coffee maker. But generally, I just use the Cuisinart. I can make anywhere from 4 up to 12 cups, and I usually make 6 or 7 in the morning, and you know, by the time it goes through the coffee, it never ends up being that much, and so I'll have a couple cups here and fill up a go cup on my way to work.
Will you be eating any breakfast?
Yeah,
you know, well, I'm off today, and so I'm kind of lollygagging around here, getting some paperwork done, and then I'm going to go to town a little bit later and get some supplies. And what I'll probably do is have an egg concoction when I get home.
Okay, so you're a physician. What happens on the days when you're at work? When do you get to eat? Do you have time to eat?
Yeah, usually I pick up some cinnamon rolls at Janicki's and keep them in the freezer, and I have one in the morning I always have orange juice or a bagel with cream cheese usually. And that's about it for breakfast on work days.
I don't want to promote a business, but isn't walking into Janicki's like Americana? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been going there for quite a few years, and it's... the smells are as good as the taste.
Yeah.
So what you got going for your day off? You're going to get some supplies in.
Yeah, well, you know, we have our Sumi Biner ski race tomorrow up at North Sumi, and so I'm kind of involved in getting prepped for that. I'm going to be picking up some libations and supplies for the chili making tonight. We make a couple of big batches of chili and have that after the so-called race. When in our younger days, it used to be a race. Now it's just kind of a get-together and ski at your leisure.
So nope, there's not any of those young, snotty, competitive people out there, or what?
Like, oh yeah,
yeah.
They're here, but not. I don't think they're as competitive as the group that I was involved with in our younger days. This has been going on, I think, since 1983 or 84.
Oh,
so it's been quite a long time.
Is there music?
Well, later on, we used to years ago have a band, you know, the Alfred Pearl Band.
Yeah.
Would play in the evening, but as time went by, you know, as you get older, you can't last that long. This thing usually starts at 10 in the morning with the skiing and stuff and goes on all day, and so by the time we have a chili feed later on, everybody's kind of tuckered out, except for the younger group now, the younger generation, they party on.
Yeah. Well, those libations shut you down, too, when you're a little bit older.
Well, yeah, you know. You have to pace yourself a little bit more than you used to, or at least maybe you think you do.
So is this an exclusive event by invite only, or how
does
it work?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
And the main reason is because it can get pretty crowded up in that North Sumi parking lot.
Okay.
Heidi, have you been invited to the...
No, I didn't want to mention that.
Why don't you ask me?
Have you?
No, I haven't been invited to that.
You have to be a skier.
Oh! Okay, yeah. that explains.
You can't just show up to party.
Well, can't I just bring chili or something? Or?
we're making that.
Okay.
So he doesn't need you.
We're done.
Yeah. Let's
move on.
We're talking to Bill Rutherford from Wabana, longtime member of Northern Community Radio.
So, Bill, you stopped by yesterday, and we were talking about something we talked about on the sports page.
Yes.
And it was the fact that I was hammering this coach from Nebraska who was putting some kids through, I say kids because they're probably like 19, 20 years old, an extreme 35-minute weight training program, and a couple of them almost died. What's the name of it? I couldn't think of it.
Yeah, it's rhabdomyolysis. Rhabdo means muscle, skeletal muscle, and I'm sorry, rhabdo means breakdown, or lysis means breakdown, and myo is the muscle, and the rhabdo is the skeletal muscle.
So it's
breakdown of skeletal muscle is what it amounts to.
So in this case, it was people just working too hard with the weights.
Yes.
And what happens? Your muscles literally just bleed or melt or?
Well, they break down and they release proteins into the blood that basically, you know, simplistically can kind of clog up the arterioles in the kidneys and cause kidneys to shut down.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be weight training, right?
No, it can be anything that damages muscle. Severe trauma, you know, like a car accident or having a tree fall on you. An elderly person might fall down and lay in a position where they don't move for several hours if they can't contact somebody. I've seen that happen. Anything that causes damage to the muscles can do it. And it doesn't happen all the time. It's relatively uncommon, but it can be pretty serious when it does happen. And in those young guys, you know, they had good, healthy young kidneys, so they both did okay, it sounds like, from what I read. Anyway.
Yeah, so let's talk about being a physician. How long have you been a physician?
Well, I graduated from medical school in 1977, so
okay.
41 years. I did 3 years of residency at St. Paul Ramsey, so I finished that in June of 1980, and that's when we moved here.
So is it a fair question to ask you how things have changed since those days to what
it's
like?
Oh, yeah. There's been tremendous changes. You know, the biggest things are technology and the number of different medications that are available now compared to, you know, when I first started. Huge changes. And then, of course, total changes in the medical environment, you might say, with the way small clinics have gone by the wayside. Everything has gotten bigger and maybe not better.
Yeah.
But that's the way of the world, I guess, in the world of medicine anyway.
So when you see a patient, I don't want to get too deep, but when you see a patient, I'm sure time is money. I hate to say that, but have we lost a little bit of that personal touch maybe that maybe was 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
You know, I think so. I hate to dwell too much in the past, though, because when you look backwards, you always think about what was good and never remember what was not so good.
Yeah.
And so, but you know, the computer has certainly changed things, and I find myself apologizing quite often to people when I'm sitting there on the computer, and I'll just say, well, pardon me, but I got to get this into the computer, and most people are quite understanding of that, and so you try to maintain that, you know, personal contact too while you're doing that.
Sure.
But there's just no way to get around it now.
Yeah.
Well, Bill,
and you know, as far as time is concerned, I guess in my case, I used to be able to see quite a few more people than I do now in a day, and that's mainly because of the time that I have to spend on the computer.
Right.
Huh. Well, Bill, we sure appreciate you being a longtime member. Why do you support KEXE, KBXE?
Oh, I guess there's just everything that I like about it.
Yeah.
And I was gonna make a call into the talkback line, and John, maybe you and Fred and you guys can address this on Thursday. But one of the things that just bothers the heck out of me when I'm watching sports these days is these color commentators who feel like they have to constantly chatter and take so much away from just watching the game itself, whether it's basketball or football or what have you.
Yeah, I've been pounding.
They can't shut up.
Yeah, they love to hear themselves talk. Roy Smalley, I think, he just loves hearing. I think he goes to bed and plays recordings of his voice.
Well, yeah, but occasionally I watch a basketball game, and some of the color commentators are just constant. And of course, it all starts with Dick Vitale.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so irritating sometimes that, you know, you're tempted to turn the sound off and just watch the action.
Bring back Vin Scully and Herb Carneal.
Well, yeah, that's right.
So are you sitting down? You know that you get a parting gift. Homestead Mills is our sponsor. We get Country Blend cereal or Wild Rice pancakes delivered right up there in the Blue Water area.
I think the Wild Rice pancakes would be very good.
They're in the mail. Thanks a lot.
All
Thanks
right.
for being a member.
Thanks for
okay.
calling, Bill. Happy okay. Sumi Biner.
Strutting back in style. Yes, we'll be friends.